Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Pastor Rusty Thomas. Today I want to talk to you about defending the truth. We have an obligation to defend the truth of God, and there is a way to go about this. In verses in Galatians 2, verses 11 through 14, Cephas came to Antioch. That was Stephen. I opposed him, Paul said, to his face, because he stood condemned. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles, but when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in this hypocrisy, so that their hypocrisy, even Barnabas, was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs?" Guys, let me help us to be careful here. As we have come to know Christ and we have integrated into the church, there are folks I believe that go to our church that I would call not church broke. At the end of the service, they get up, start putting their coat on, and the invitation's not over, or they may talk a little louder, maybe they wear a hat in church or whatever. The reality is, that doesn't make them less of a person that God wants to reach. Listen to me, friend. Let's keep the main thing, that Jesus is the Son of God, and he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, we love you, and we thank you, and we praise you for the opportunity we have to be in your house. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Did you know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, and that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life? This is the good news coming to you this Easter from Go the Distance.